Earlier this month, Coca-Cola employees got an unusual memo from the company's chief information officer. It said the company would be offering workers the ability to get rid of their voicemail in an attempt to simplify the way they work and increase productivity. In other words, say goodbye to this.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, more than 90% of workers went for it and opted out of office voicemail. Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times is with us to discuss. Cardiff, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we contacted Coca-Cola, and there are questions about why they did this. A representative says this was not a cost-cutting measure. They think it's going to save about $100,000 a year. They say the real reason is what we just said, productivity. Is this really about productivity?
Yeah, I think so. And to be honest, I really love this move by Coca-Cola. This is a recognition by a large company that workers now have an array of tools to keep in touch with each other, and it becomes too much. I mean, think about how you spend your day. You're checking email. You've got your office telephone line. You've got your personal phone line. You've got Skype chat. You've got GChat. You've got whatever internal software your company might be using. And so I think this is a recognition that maybe it helps to simplify things, that a lot of workers sometimes feel like they're under assault, like they're essentially interrupted constantly throughout the day. And this might be a move to try and give them a little bit more control over how they spend their time, over how they allocate their working hours. So I applaud this. I think this is a good idea.
Well, and in fact, we went back and found there's so much research on this. There's research from the University of Chicago and Microsoft that says the typical diversion caused by email, so you get a new email, it pops up, and the typical diversion is 9.5 minutes it takes you to get back to what you were doing before.
Yeah, I mean, and think about it this way, too. This is a point often made by Jason Fried, who runs a company that essentially provides software that helps people work. And what he says is that a lot of people like to get into a zone of deep concentration. Now, this partly depends on what your job requires, but once you get into that zone, it's not like you can get right back to it if you're interrupted. You have to go through the same process of getting back to it that might take you a few minutes. So if you're doing your work and you get interrupted, somebody might say, well, look, I only interrupted you for 30 seconds, just get right back to work. But it doesn't quite work like that. You have to start the process all over again. And I think it's a source of a lot of frustration. And I think it's something that a lot of people are talking about now. They're talking about the extent to which email that you just mentioned, for instance, it becomes, as Paul Graham says, like its own to-do list. But it's a terrible to-do list because it's not entirely under your control. You're essentially letting everybody else dictate your to-do list. And so we're all looking for better ways of doing our jobs. And we don't have any clear answers on this, but it's something that's really important. And to whatever extent Coca-Cola just contributed to that conversation, again, I think it's a great thing.
Well, so how do you communicate then? If there's no voicemail, are we going to see office workers sending texts to each other? Is it going to be an internal office system? If you want to communicate with somebody who works at another company and you're not able to leave a voicemail and they're not at their desk, how do you get a hold of them? What do you think we're going to see going forward?
You know, I mean, it really depends on where you work. And that's why this is so fascinating to a lot of people, is that there are no clear answers again. But for instance, if you can't leave a voicemail, you can send them a text, as you just said, or you can just send them a quick email, or you can send them something over Skype or whatever. But the idea here, I think, is just to simplify. It's to recognize that there are so many different ways of getting in touch with someone that sometimes workers want to be left alone, or they want a certain amount of discretion over how they, you know, control their day. Because, by the way, we just mentioned all these other ways of interrupting each other. We haven't mentioned the most ancient one of all, which is just walking up to somebody and talking to them face to face. That's a problem, too. And the idea that we've sort of swung from closed offices to open offices, and now there's a backlash in that regard too. I think this is all just fascinating, and it's part of a much deeper issue that I think people are starting to recognize, that how we do our work contributes not just to how productive we are, but to how happy we are, how sick we are, how stressed out we get. I mean, this is such a fundamental part of our lives. We spend so much time at work. We spend more time at work, I think, at least throughout our prime working years than we do at home. So, yeah. I mean, this is so important, and people just, it's almost under discussed because there's a kind of stigma to talking about, well, just toughen up and get your jobs done. No, the environment really does matter, I think.
Well, and times have clearly changed. If you go back, there was a study back in 1994, researchers from Eastern Illinois University found that companies reported a 20-30% increase in productivity with voicemail because they got rid of telephone tag.
Sure. I mean, and I guess we're constantly updating that, right? I mean, we mentioned all these new tools. What's interesting about getting rid of voicemail is that it's, I guess, a proven tool. It's an older tool. And to some degree, I guess you could say it's being pushed out by all these new modes of communication. But that's going to happen to the new stuff too, is that we'll figure out a better way of doing things. I think a lot of people right now are trying to figure out a better way of doing email because, again, I mean, so much of our time is taken up not just getting interrupted by email, but just clearing out our inboxes and we miss things. And a lot of that stuff doesn't really matter, but you still have to take the time to read it and click away from it. There are even some companies who are contemplating and, in fact, have gotten rid of email altogether, and they've gone to some kind of internal software where they're essentially running chats throughout the day. And so I think it's important for a lot of companies to listen to their workers in this regard. They should hear them out. If they don't like the way some things are done, then that's not a trivial thing. It's not just, you know, a kind of trivial office complaint. This stuff actually is important, and it could also help, you know, how productive and how successful your business is.
Well, and this does bring up another question. If indeed Coke is going to save money on this, is there going to be a massive cord cutting in the corporate world? In other words, are corporations going to just get rid of the phones altogether and have people just use their mobile phones for work?
You know, I'll tell you what, unless you're in the telecoms business, that might actually be a positive thing. Most of us, by the way, now, or a lot of people, especially people who have sort of typical white-collar jobs, they have their office phones and then they have their mobile phones. I mean, there's almost – in some cases, there's almost no reason to have both. It's in a sense, redundant. And so I don't know if this is going to lead to a lot of other companies doing the same thing. But I think every company should essentially be talking about it, because why not? If it works at Coke, and if 90%, as you said earlier,
94%, in fact,
94%. Yeah, that's a staggering number. I think that tells us something. And I think if something even close to that percentage applies to other companies, then yeah, I mean, this could start something. It's obviously, this is one company, so it's way too early to say. But I like that they've essentially brought this up. I like that it'll force people like us to talk about it on the radio, and hopefully a lot of your listeners will also have views on this. They'll essentially, and you know, maybe it'll start a much broader conversation.
Well, and if they want to let us know, they can call us. Oh wait, no, our voicemail box is actually full, but they can send us a tweet at Here Now. Cardiff Garcia is a reporter with the Financial Times. Cardiff, thanks so much, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jeremy. Same to you.